Welcome to the Uptown Community Podcast, where we see what we can learn, who we can get to know, and if we can understand each other and our neighborhood a little bit more.
We make up a brilliant tapestry. By examining the various threads and aspects of our community, we can appreciate how each and every person contributes in their own unique way.
Starting with kind of a basic level, and it's part of the Uptown Community Podcast.
Okay.
And I start every day or every episode with, and who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Paul.
Okay. Paul, you are in, let's start basic level with things that we can point out. We're in the Preston Bradley Center.
Yes.
Have you been, I guess we're in the sanctuary, office off of the sanctuary. Have you been in the sanctuary before?
Yes.
Yeah. For like the People's Church?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Holiday services, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Yeah. And you are familiar with the rest of the building too.
Half
of the building?
Yeah, certain areas just being off limits.
It's
areas I have no reason to, so I don't.
Yeah, it's kind of a big building, so. Yeah,
But I have a basic familiarity, yes.
Yeah, okay. And then, and you are a resident.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, part of the Northside Housing. And you've been there for a while?
A minute, yes. Yes.
Yeah. You have any notion how long?
let's just say too long.
Too long.
Fair enough?
Okay, yeah.
I don't feel comfortable going into specifics, but far longer than I feel comfortable or really want.
Yeah, okay. And let's see, let's move beyond the building. Let's move to the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
You're familiar with the neighborhood?
Generally, yes.
Generally, yes. And you had just gone to the library?
Yes, Byzantine branch right over on Broadway.
Yeah. You go there pretty often?
Every other week, give or take. But yeah, it's a good resource. It's so close.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. Other things that you like to, places you like to go in Uptown?
Well, I like going to the park and the lake.
Dog
parks. I'm big fan of puppies. love dogs. I just call them puppies. I'm down at Care for Real on a fairly regular basis. I was pantry manager there for a couple of years, so I still have friends, and I like to stay in touch with them. Their program, it's a good neighborhood resource.
Yeah,
definitely. Then other than that, there's just the general stores and people that I commune with, or you stop and say hi, how's the kids, yada yada, things like that.
Okay. All right. And you've been in Uptown. I'm saying that you're a part of staff at Care for Real.
Staff, no staff. Resident.
Okay. But you're had been in, it seems like you've been in Uptown for a while too.
Oh yeah, for a few years, yes.
Yeah.
Pardon me, sorry about that.
Yeah. Were you familiar with this area before?
Well, I was born and raised in Chicago. I was born in Cook County General.
Okay.
I was here till I was 26, moved to Florida. I was there for about 20 years. Bopped around the country for a while, kind of did a Crocodile Dundee walkabout kind of thing. did the Boxcar Willie thing for a while. And then eventually my mother took ill, so I came back here to kind of shepherd her, I guess, lack of a better term. But she's in a home now, assisted living in Aurora, so she's all set up. So
okay. And then Uptown was a place to was somewhere you were familiar with when you came back here.
Yes. Let's see, I was staying at, what was it? It was an SRO, can't remember the name, but it was just around the corner from Berwyn L Station. It's since been turned into condos now, but I was over there. Then I moved in with my girlfriend who was two buildings down, so not much of a move at all. And then from there, we split up. So then I contacted Catholic Charities and then going to Big Circle and front door here, and here I am.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, I guess if we started with observation, our next, step is to kind of look at things beyond the person and describe like roles that you've had. It sounds like being a caregiver and a provider for you were helping your mom for a while.
Well, yeah, it's my mom. Yeah.
Of
course.
Yeah, but like at a role for like Care for Real. That being able to provide food assistance to people that need extra care. I think, has care been a theme?
I care about my fellow man. If I'm not sure on the tact you're going for here.
Yeah. Well, I think
I enjoy the process of helping provide for those for those in need.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And it seems like individual like care and being able to explore your own interests. I mean, that was described kind of the, I guess, middle chunk of your life. Is that accurate?
Yeah. This has just really been the last few years. Like I say, as far as this area, Uptown. I said before, I was originally born and raised here. I left when I was 26, moved to Florida. I was there for about 20 years. Full boat, full-time job, got married, bought a house.
Oh, wow.
Had my daughter.
Sounds like the American dream there.
It was a dream because it ended.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. But better to have had than never to have had at all.
Yeah. Do you feel like you've brought some of that dream with you?
Oh, it's my daughter.
Yeah, things that I guess, building legacy.
That's the best thing I ever did with my life.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's my little girl.
All right. Yeah, I guess I'm kind of going into connecting parts of your life. So being a father and caring for your mom, those can kind of be related, of just caring for other people and building family. Family is important to you?
100%.
Yeah.
That's where you literally came from.
Yeah.
You enter this world owing. So yeah, that's important. Definitely.
Yeah. What about community? How connected are you to the community?
I have begun attending church services with a gentleman from the corner store. Of course, I see him on a regular basis. He would speak about his church and that community, to use that term.
And
that looks to be cool. You know, they have little activities and things, and he invited me out to a service, and I went, and then, you know, we talked, and then here and there, you know, it's, oh, by the way, we have this over here, and, oh, okay, you know, check that out, and, you know, just building a friendship, just, you know, as an example.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, you meet new people, new environment. It's always a good thing.
Yeah. And you've, before we were talking about appreciating, like, the library and appreciating things that different faith organizations can provide, and you can appreciate some of those things. I think that's part of being the part of the community, is not necessarily being a contributing member, but also appreciating what is around in the community.
Absolutely. Stop and smell the roses.
Yeah. Yeah. Stop and smell the roses.
Absolutely.
Thanks. Yeah. So I guess moving into the last step would be how we can make that further, or how we can continue that process to stop and smell the roses. I think that's something that will help the future of our community.
Absolutely.
Are there any other tangible ways?
For example, just outside there's the benches, I guess you call it a reflecting area or just rest area,
yeah,
whatever you like to call it. Just a few weeks ago, there were two benches. And I had been talking to members of the church, members of the board, met several different groups. One of the benches had really fallen into disrepair. It was basically weathered wood in a pile of mud, and rats had taken over it. It was just a nuisance. And I just kept on them, just looked bad. So finally, just one day, everything kind of turned and brought out some rakes and shovels, and I jumped in with both hands.
Huh.
Got all the garbage out of there, vermin problem, done.
Nice.
It just looks better.
Yeah.
You know, but I enjoyed that, one, for the aesthetics, because it looks better.
Yeah.
And two, in your vernacular, it joining the community, putting something forward, you know, putting in a little elbow grease.
Yeah.
Good result. And just my little way of saying thank you.
Yes.
I have somewhere to sleep, and I appreciate it. So that's what I could do to say thank you.
Wow, that's awesome. Thank you. Yeah. And it occurs to me that nature is kind of a theme being in Florida and having some exposure to nature there, and on the little corner garden there, it's kind of just one tree, but there's a bench around it. It's kind of, I don't know, I think it's a place where you can sit and enjoy nature. Preston Bradley Building's a big building, and so there's not too much of nature about it, but that little corner, that's kind of a nice little pocket of nature. Is that part of stopping and enjoying the roses?
Certainly could be. I mean,
in a literal sense, I guess.
I think everyone can enjoy the time to sit down and collect your thoughts. It's certainly the most comfortable way to do it, I think.
Yeah.
Unless you go the Freud way, then you need the whole couch, but
yeah. Well, I think engaging and contributing is definitely part of community, contributing in whatever way you can.
Absolutely.
That will help you stop and enjoy the roses. So something that I'm continuing to work with, and I haven't come up with anything for sure, but appreciating community and contributing to community, those are definite elements of having a good life. And
it's good to find balance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The well-being in a community related to contributing and appreciating, and I think that's a good thing that we can bring into our future. So that's kind of the general structure of the conversation. So thank you for joining the Uptown Community Podcast.
Absolutely, anytime.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Thank you to that enjoyable conversation with Paul from the Northside Housing at the shelter down at the bottom floor of the Preston Bradley Building. I hope to have more conversations going forward. We recorded that during the summer. So hopefully when the pandemic gets more under control, I can continue more of those conversations. Remember to subscribe and help others do that. This is a word of mouth grassroots podcast. In the future, that'll help us grow. Check out the website, that is uptowncommunitypodcast.com, and sign up for the newsletters to hear upcoming events and updates. I'll have one coming out here shortly, so sign up for that at the website and be informed as we continue to grow. Thank you for listening. Bye.
As a project of People's Church, the Uptown Community Podcast celebrates creativity, love, and humanity.
Uptown Community Podcast is supported with a grant from the Unitarian Universalist Funding Program. If you would like to be a friend of the show, support People's Church at peopleschurchchicago.org and click the Give page.